91.1 WEDM. It's DJ Ray back again with the last Ray's Rampage. Oh my God, that's the last time I'm going to say it. And joining me for the last time is...
the one, the only, Mr. Sports Voice himself, Colin Eccles. And we're nicknaming this episode... The goal is to make Ray cry. So this is Make Ray Cry episode 1.
You know, it's not that hard, if I'm going to be honest. I'm already like feeling...
No. It's
like
really not that hard teary-eyed. To make you cry, but I'm going to do my best.
Oh, no.
We got to shed the tears for the last episode.
I can already feel it like welling in my eyes.
I know. Is this your second year or your third year?
This is my third year.
In the class?
Yeah.
So intro and then 2 advanced?
Yes.
Okay. So this is her third year. This is my fourth year.
It is your fourth year.
It feels like it's been like no time at all.
Honestly, yes. Oh my gosh. Me and Isaiah, we were talking. He was like, I don't care if I get this or that. I don't really care about senior year. And I was like, well, yeah, that's what everyone says.
You don't care about it until you get there.
Yeah. And then like, especially it's hitting so hard right now. I've been like coming in the building. I'm like, these are like some of the last moments I'll be coming into this building as a student.
Yeah. See, I'm kind of the opposite. I'm not a big sentimental guy when it comes to... I know you are. See, work the tears. We're working on it, guys. We're working on it. But no, so I'm not a big sentimental guy. So like when I walk into school, I'm just like, all right, it's another day. Countdown to the last day. But like for this class, really this class, my friends and baseball, that's the only thing I'm going to get sentimental about because that's what I've had for the 4 years that I've been here is class, baseball, and my... group of friends. So, you know, we're all going our different directions and everything. So that is going to be probably like the 3 things that I'm sentimental about when it comes to graduating.
Oh, this class specifically, and then just like friends and people that I've been friends with since freshman year. It's a humbling experience. And earlier today I played Good Old Days by Macklemore. That really got it going because like he says, I wish someone would have told me these would be the good old days. And I'm just sitting here, I'm like, I wish someone would have told me to just take in more moments than I did throughout high school.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the things that I regret more than everything, I never went to a homecoming dance. Did that.
I went to all of them except for this one because we didn't have...
See, I was planning on going... this year, my senior year was going to be the year where I went to
I think a lot of people did that.
I went to a homecoming dance and I went to prom and all this stuff because I didn't want to go last year. I didn't feel like going last year. And that's kind of one of the things that I regret is I feel like I missed out on a lot of those opportunities. And but at the same time, I got to do a lot of stuff
that I
wouldn't have got to do.
I feel like I spent so much time worrying about getting to my senior year and getting out of high school that I didn't take the time to appreciate everything that I had in front of me throughout the 4 years.
Yeah. Really, I think the best experiences that I've had, again, I mean, it's this class in baseball. Like, my group of friends obviously revolves around baseball because that's where I spend like 95% of my time. It revolves around baseball and it revolves around this class and, you know, a few other people that I got classes with. And when you look back at it and you look at all the people that you got in your life now and the people that may or may not be in your life within like the next 6 months when we go to college. No, but just think, it's so crazy to think about that. It's like the people that you're like super close with now in 6 months, you may not even talk to them.
Yeah, they could be a complete stranger. Oh, my goodness.
It's just, like, it's wild.
Oh, wow. Ooh. I think let's talk about some of our favorite memories that are commemorable throughout high school. Let me talk about this old friend group that I had. Any advice?
Oh, I remember this friend group.
Everyone wanted to be a part of this dang friend group, and I will never understand why, because it was just a bunch of kids sitting around talking.
But it was, hang on, but
and
it
they
was one
all
of the
hated
most,
each other.
But it was one of the most solid friend groups.
No, it wasn't.
Bro, I promise
That's the
you.
Thing, it wasn't.
Y'all were solid, but y'all weren't at the same time.
I think I was one of the main people that was pretty solid, but then around junior year, I think I became like, oh, I'm going to... you know, this certain person, no names, but she knows who she is. she was kind of like a ringleader. And if you didn't like someone, if she didn't like someone, you were not allowed to like someone. And she would tear you down if you liked that person. If you're like, oh, I'm like cool with them. She'd be like, ew, you're disgusting. And then like talk behind your back and everything. And like she, oh my goodness, I don't even know. She's such a revenge driven person. Like she still talks about what happened between me and her to this day and makes herself look like she was the victim. Background story, boyfriend cheated on her and then we told her not to get back with him. And she, well, we would have still been friends even if she had gone back to him. You know, I'm not going to sit here and like break off our friendship because right. you decided to get back with your toxic ex. Like that's not the point. The point was that she said a bunch of things about us and everyone involved and started talking crap about us. And me personally, I was going through a little, you know, complicated relationship at the time. And she said, and I quote, she's just mad because that relationship didn't work out. And that was my cutoff. Her and her mom.
By the way, we are not throwing shade at this episode in any single way.
I am telling you the situation. Did I say things that were immature? Yes. But were they things that were brought on by the things that she said?
Were they warranted?
Yes.
At the same time,
yes. I feel
as
though they were warranted. I never said anything that was false. I never spread any of the stuff she said about people. I never told anyone her secrets. None of that. And she just aired out everyone's business. And even while we were friends, she would like make fun of things like mental health and weight and stuff like that.
That's wild.
Yeah, it was awful. I'm so glad I got out of the friendship. But in general, she was just kind of the center of that friend group. And once everyone realized that it was like toxic, she doesn't have much friends now. Like, I think she's just acquainted with people and then like she hangs out with her boyfriend. I don't even know if they're dating anymore. I don't really care.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at, just looking at the way people have changed from freshman year to now.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. When I look at myself, I just think about how bad of a person I was like truly back then, like how immature I was.
I mean, we were all immature. We were freshmen.
I know, right? But just like thinking about it now, I'm just like, wow, I would never like.
Are you ready to see my freshman to senior year transformation?
Yes, let me see.
So here's a picture of me freshman year.
Oh, with the bulldog. Butler bulldog.
We see how baby face we are in this picture, right?
Yes.
I know you guys can't see this, but you are getting the honest reaction from the one and only DJ Ray. We take that and we move to this picture here, which was like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
For baseball.
Oh my God.
So much has changed.
No. That facial hair. You look so grown.
I know, right?
Here's mine.
I really grew up.
So here's my freshman picture that I decided to use.
Oh God.
Right? Remember I had brown hair.
Wow.
Really long, super long brown hair.
I forgot.
And there's like, that's from freshman year too. Background behind this picture, you guys are going to see it on Instagram, but the background behind this blurry picture is I was doing stage crew. I used to be on stage crew at freshman year and we were in the trunk of this girl's car to go get food and she was driving so crazy and we were literally being like flung around and my friend took a picture and then here's senior year.
That is wild. Yeah. Like, it's nobody looks the same from there. Actually, I take that back. There are people that still
look
the same.
There are people that look the same, but then there's like.
But then there's everybody else. There's like the rest of the 99% of people.
It's crazy. I just. To think about how you physically and mentally change throughout those 4 years is just astounding. And like I said, people don't hold on to those moments as much as they should. And honestly, don't waste your time on people that aren't worth it. And like, in all honesty, I wasted so much time wanting certain people to like me or to love me or to give me the care back that I wanted, that I was giving them. And I spent so much energy on that, that I just forgot to look at everyone around me that cared about me and that loved me unconditionally. And I think it can lead you to like dark places too. Like, it's, don't focus on anyone that is not worth it. You need to know your worth. And that's like harder to say than done.
Yeah, it's one of those things that's kind of easier said than done.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, it's high school. Everybody wants to be liked in high school at some point. Everybody wants
to be
recognized. No one wants to be that kid that you just pass in the hallway every day and you have no idea who they are.
Yeah.
Like, no one wants to be that. But I think for me personally, I just kind of, you know this better not better than anybody, but you know this really well. I just kind of exist when I walk in the building.
Yeah.
I don't try to do too much. I don't try to do nothing.
I'm not going
to
lie. Outside of this class, I don't talk. I barely talk.
No, seriously. It's just like I would probably say for 95% of people now, mm-hmm. Your freshman and sophomore year, I feel like are the years that you really try to make a statement. You're like, hey, yeah. I'm this person. But then by like your freshman or by your senior year,
you don't care.
Big time vibing. Like no one's there. You just kind of exist.
Yeah.
And if you don't.
Like, I have friends. I'm about to go to college. It doesn't matter if I make new friends.
That's what I'm saying.
School.
It's like, don't get me wrong. I'm going to still try to stay in contact with all my friends and stuff like this. But for the people that that fall off, number one, that tells me you was never really.
Oh, yeah.
You were never really a friend like I thought you were. And then, you know, you move farther and farther down the road. The people that's going to stick with you, those were your real friends in high school.
100%. I think, and shout out to my boyfriend because I'm going to marry him. I'm saying it right now. We're going to be high school sweethearts because he's amazing. He's so supportive. He pushes me to be the best version of myself. And I can hope that I do the same for him. But he is so sweet and so kind. But he's been struggling a lot with the whole friend thing recently, just like trying to stay in contact. No shade to you, babe. You're doing amazing. Like, I understand it's hard. It's hard to communicate. But if you feel like you're falling out with someone that you don't want to fall out with, you just got to go talk to them.
Yeah, facts. I mean, it's
like communication goes both ways, but sometimes you just got to be the one to reach out because you don't know what the other person's feeling either.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I think
it's just like it's almost hard to talk. Like, I feel like it shouldn't be this hard to talk about the end of high school.
No, I'm trying to avoid all of that right now.
No, but it's just like I feel like we're kind of going in circles with it, honestly. Yeah. And I feel this is
we're dancing
around
the
topic. This
is
what's going to make the content really good for this episode is we mm-hmm. have no direction that we're trying to go with.
I don't
for this
know.
Entire
I don't
episode.
Know where to go, you know?
It's just
what do you say? An era comes to an end, 13 years of school. Like, how do you react? What do you say about it?
It's just weird because it's like in two school days. We have two school days left that we're actually in the building.
Days, yes.
After Friday, we're going to walk out the doors and never come back. Well, I mean,
except
we'll be
for
back.
Graduation. But
right. Like,
that's
but
it.
We're never coming back.
We're never, not as students.
I'm not walking through the commons again or through the, well, I'll probably be back in the radio room.
Yeah,
you know,
I was going to say, I probably will too.
The old stomping grounds. But I mean, it's just like, you're never going to walk through the high school the same way that you did again.
Oh my gosh. Oh, so weird. I had a teacher, my birthday's on the 29th this month. So this Saturday, woohoo, I'll be turning 18. One of my teachers that I've had since I was 12, Mr. Himes, shout out. He's been great this, like, all 6 years that I've known him. But he was like, am I going to be invited to your wedding? Like, that's so weird that we're going to be real-life adults, and we're going to, like, do real-life adult things eventually.
It's weird. So real-life adult hit me back in February
mm-hmm.
when I made the biggest purchase of my life, which was I bought my own first car. My parents got my first car for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going way up north. And in the winter, way up north, a Honda Civic just does not cut it. You're in a ditch. You're in a hole. You're somewhere. So
not on the road.
Right. So I got a bigger SUV. And that was my first big purchase. And adulting hit me when the car payment started coming in the mail, and I watched my check that used to be fairly decent turn into like nothing because I'm over here making car payments now. So
look
that
at
hit
us
me.
Talking like we're actually adults.
I know, right? So it's like that hit me.
All
and
the
then,
adults are listening, like
right, and then trying
know.
To build like a credit score. Credit card bills hit me. I was
oh
just
my
like,
goodness, I'm about to start building a credit score. But my stepmom, she's a she does taxes, so that'll be easy for me, honestly.
No, see, my mom's an accounting, so mm-hmm. I kind of know how that works. But it's just
it helps to have ties to
right. But it's still
things.
Like now I have to pay bills and stuff.
Yeah, I have to
I'm
do stuff by myself.
I'm not prepared for this. I had to fill out an application for a college loan.
Listen,
I know you didn't
I did actually. Well, no. Yeah, I got a scholarship, so I didn't have to.
Do you still fill out? You still fill out faster though, right?
Yeah, I fill out.
Yeah, so everybody fills out faster. But like, I had to go to the bank and apply for a loan.
Oh my goodness,
it was weird.
Okay. So let's talk about. Let's just give some shout outs to people. Just like, oh my goodness, I just want to thank so many people in my life.
Back. So the first, let's start with teachers because let's be real, that's like kind of how we met it through school. Whether we give them credit for it or not. Honestly, the first teacher that I really got to give a shout out to, Mr. Whitehair. I know he's not here anymore, and I know that he and I had our differences.
Yes, shout out to Whitehair.
But if it wasn't for him, number one, I wouldn't have been able to take the intro class as a freshman.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have been able to do that, which means I wouldn't have been able to call state football championship game where we won my sophomore year. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't have been able to call that. Wouldn't have been able to be courtside at Bankers Live. Wouldn't have called all these basketball and football games I've called.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have been able to win number one play-by-play announcer in the state. I mean, it's just like...
Oh, yeah. You guys are listening to the number four podcast in Indiana right now. I don't know if you guys... if I mentioned that yet, but this is the number four podcast. Wow.
It's just... It's like, it's wild. And, you know, you also got to thank Mr. Matthews.
Yes.
Because, you know, when you're...
G.
Right. I mean, let me be real.
His wife's baking cookies for us.
Oh, yes. Oh, Nana Matthews coming through with the cookies.
Ooh.
But, yeah, I mean, Whitehair and I had our differences, and Matthews was kind of the mediator between the two of us. So he would be the one that would kind of get our heads back on straight. And then Mr. Kashner coming in.
Kashner really saved this year.
And finally, kind of getting me out of my shell in terms of
he pushed so many people out of their shells this year.
It's like before, I didn't even realize it, but before he came, I was so stuck in just doing things one way every single time.
I feel like that was everyone. We had such a routine and it took so long for everyone to break out of that too.
And then when we broke out of it, it was just like, boom, new me.
Yeah.
I was a caterpillar and now I'm a butterfly.
Refreshed and regenerated, and it feels like the energy's so high in the studio. And I know next year he has so many recruits. It's going to be this program's only going up from here, and that's so exciting to hear. I want to thank Miss Baldwin and Mr. Salemi, junior year.
OGs.
The OGs. I love both of them. They're great teachers. I should have, and I regret so much not taking dual credit comp with Miss Baldwin. I love Miss Baldwin, the way she teaches. Nothing against Miss Duguid. You're a great teacher, Miss Duguid. I think I really missed not having Baldwin for the rest of the year, junior year. And I just really love the way Miss Baldwin teaches and everything. And then Mr. Slimmy, of course, he's hilarious. He's always making jokes. He's good to have a conversation with. It's always fun to talk about like current events with him and everything like that. So that's another teacher I really, and Miss Nelson, shout out Miss Nelson. I know I'm failing your class. It has no reflection on the way you teach. I had you for two of my science classes, one my sophomore year and one this year. And you're an amazing teacher. I just really suck at life.
It be like that sometimes.
It really does. Dual credit biology, I was just not prepared at all. I was just like, please get me out of here. And they were like, you can't. And I was like, no, please.
It's just, I just can't get off the fact that it's really just two more days and we're done.
No, stop it. Stop.
But think about it. 4 years of our lives that we were dreading the whole time, and now it's going to be over and we're going to miss it.
Oh, my gosh. No, I can't right now.
That is wild.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. I just want to thank everyone who's ever come on this podcast. Like, seriously. If you've ever been on this podcast, you guys are what helped me make this podcast into what it is. This podcast is, what, a year or so old? A little over a year old, this podcast is. And it's just skyrocketed, honestly. This is like I said, number four in the state. So it's a very humbling experience. It's a very, I don't even know how to say thank you. Thank you to the viewers, like, you guys sit here and listen to like 20, 25 minutes
of us talking about nothing.
Literally nothing. I don't, sometimes I'm like, I don't know how this is entertaining to you guys. Cause like, I hate listening to myself. I'm just like, why do I keep rambling on? But I'm like, maybe people like that. I don't know. I hope you guys like that because
people
I
like
do
what
a lot
they
of
like,
that.
Man.
Yeah. But I want to thank everyone. And I want to thank again, my boyfriend
Dang.
for really pushing me through this. Because I don't know, I was kind of down when I got fourth place. I'm not even going to lie. I was just sitting here. I was like, what's the point? When I go out of high school, I'm going to try and launch it on my own and it's going to flop. It's going to be so bad. It's not going to be good at all. By the way, guys, I am going to be starting over Raise Rampage, but it's going to be uncut. That's what it's going to be called. So I'm going to talk about whatever I want, whenever I want, however I want to.
Oh, this is going to be good. This is going to be good. Raise Rampage. Uncut.
Catch me on Spotify, coming soon. I'm going to get it launched up this summer for you guys.
Call me for the first episode.
I will.
Yes.
I'm so excited. I'm hoping it goes well. I mean, I know it's going to start off really slow because podcasts always start off really slow, but I'm hoping that it becomes something big because this is something I really enjoy doing, and I hope you guys really enjoy the content I push out. Like I said, I want to thank my boyfriend for pushing me to continue to do this because I was like, you know what? That's it. I'm done. I'm never podcasting again after this last podcast. I'm done with it. And I was like, forget it. I'm changing my major to school teacher. And I was like, no.
As much as I love teachers and appreciate what they do, I don't think I could ever function in that position.
You know, I could be an elementary school teacher.
No,
I think.
No, that's even worse than a high school
teacher. Well, personally, I could be. I don't know, like second grade or something.
I couldn't
like
do it. I don't dislike kids when there's like one or two, but when there's 30 of them.
You know what? I could do it.
And they all come to school at 6 o'clock in the morning acting like they've drank an entire thing of Red Bull.
Or they.
That's a lot of energy in one tiny little package.
I'm a lot of energy in one tiny little package. So that's all I'm saying.
As your senior in high school, you can handle it. Those kids just don't know.
I'll always handle it. Sheesh. But honestly, I'm literally so excited. Thank you to everyone who has given me this amazing opportunity. Thank you, Colin, for coming on to these podcasts and helping
Absolutely.
Me get number four podcast in the state.
Absolutely.
He was in that podcast. What was that one called? Behind the Mic? Behind the Mic is
was
the
it behind
one.
Behind the Mic? That was Behind
yes.
the Mic.
We put Behind the Mic up there, and we got fourth out of like thousands and thousands of people. So honestly, that was amazing. I'm so thankful for everyone who's listened, everyone who continues to listen and will continue to listen. I hope you guys go check out Raise Rampage after we're done with this. And this is my last signing off. Oh, no. I would say see you guys next time.
Here come the waterworks.
This is the last time. So thank you, guys. You got anything else to say?
Deuces, y'all.
Peace.